Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me. Another one more segment. A little bit of programming notes that I'll mention to you. Monday and Tuesday I'm going to be in Las Vegas, and I'm going to be out there with the Enterprise Council on Small Business, and I'm going to be moderating a panel for them out there, also attending that conference. So I'm looking forward to being with those guys, and we're going to be talking about aggregating small businesses. We're talking about to big companies out there. I'll talk about that in a second. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to be a guest on a program, a television program, that's going to be featured online, and also I think it's going to be on some of the cable channels. The cable industry and Cisco and Bloomberg have come together, those three have come together in a little partnership to produce a series of programs that talk about a number of different topics that will help small businesses. And they've asked me to come up there and be one of two guests on the show. And I'm going to do that Wednesday afternoon. So I'm going to be traveling Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on your behalf, out there working hard to do some things to help different organizations serve you better, small business owners. And I love what I do. I love representing you. And I'm going to keep doing it as hard as I can. A couple of things that we're going to be talking about in the ECSB panel on Monday is aggregating small businesses. And when they talk about aggregating small businesses, big companies, when they want to approach you, when they want to get you to know about them, and so you'll want their stuff and buy their stuff, they market to you, right? You see the commercials, you get you see the ads on the television and hear them on the radio, et cetera, in the newspapers, et cetera. So that's just marketing. But then there's another form of reaching out to you, and it's called aggregating. And this is where we're talking about communities. This is where companies, like the large companies, big companies, find where you hang out. Find the organizations where you hang out. If you've ever gone to a chamber event and somebody, a corporation was there exhibiting, or they sponsored an event like that. If you ever went to a national event like a Small Business Week or something like that, and you see the big companies' names up on the wall, well, what they're doing, they're not so much marketing to you at that point as they are trying to aggregate small businesses, meaning they know this is where you're going to go. You're going to be hanging out. And so they serve that cause, that issue, that forum, that conference, whatever it might be, that convention, whatever it might be, they serve that. So that's called aggregating, and it's another form of community building. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because, so you'll understand, community building is now in full force. Community building is happening. It's happening accidentally. It's happening subtly. It's happening in some places very, very specifically with great purpose. Some companies are doing that. Small business owners, you and I have to do this. You and I have to aggregate customers as well. We have to aggregate them into communities. We have to go to the communities where they already are, our customers, and we have to aggregate them into our own communities. And think about that. Think about how are you going to reach out to customers in the future. Are you going to find them one at a time? Or are you going to have more success finding them 10, 20, 100 at a time? Because you've aggregated, you've gone out into the marketplace, you found where your customers hang out, and you supported that event or that cause or that community, whatever it might be. So take a lesson from these big companies as they aggregate customers. You can do the same thing. And it's all about building communities. Now, the thing I'm going to do on Wednesday, and by the way, you can find out about the Wednesday event on my website. We're going to put it up on the homepage. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll see that, what I'm going to be doing there. But this is all about using web-based tools, which you've heard me use the term cloud computing. That's all part of that. So I'm going to be doing that on Wednesday. I'm going to be talking more about some of the history and the current situation and where we're going in the future with web-based tools or cloud computing, and why small business owners should care about that, and why this is important to you right now and will be the future, to be the way you do business more and more in the future. So I'm going to be doing all that next week, and then we'll be back to regular toward the end of the week. So looking forward to that. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back one more hour after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.